Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.
One more hour to play with. On this Friday, June 24th, it's Sean Morash and for Nick Costos, along with Ken Barkley, at Mraz CBS, at Lockie Lockerston. It's You Better You Bet here on the BetQL Audio Network. A fun, fun Friday. And we did a full 2 hours of NBA draft to start the show. We did plenty on Kevin Durant and Kyrie. Even as a radio personality, I am stunned at how quickly the show is flying by and how much content there is.
This went by fast, man. This went by like way fast. And I was not expecting that.
We were just going over stuff at the break. We are going to have stuff to spare here in the Power Hour.
Which is amazing.
We won't even get to.
Which is almost impossible. How did that happen?
Right. Final week of June? You know, no NFL or college football on the horizon for a long time.
Right.
And I guess we can thank a guy who I hope falls flat on his face, Tanner Flynn, for carrying us through here right now.
Shout out, Tanner.
So
we love you.
If you're just jumping on board, maybe you're on Twitch, jumping in the car, on the radio, whatever affiliate you are on, thank you for listening, getting to whatever summer plans you have for the weekend and getting yourself ready for a big weekend of baseball bets, Stanley Cup bets. We will have it all covered. Unfortunately, you're not going to get a lot of USFL playoff locks out of us, but we do have Tanner Flynn and his parlay as he goes to win 34 grand or tries to win 34 grand tonight. If the Avalanche take home a title just by simply betting futures on champions, it would be the second time he's hit such a parlay. So we ended last hour. Ken and I in lockstep will take the Yankees. And basically Ken's point, it's got to be Yankees Dodgers or it's got to be Ohio State. Or Alabama. Either one. I formerly took the Yankees in Alabama. The point being to get those two legs off to a good start, it's hard to think elsewhere. It starts getting wonky when you go to the third of the fifth leg, which is Super Bowl champion. I have taken the Rams. I gave my reasoning, go back on Rewind, check that out on why I would go Rams. Ken throws his hat in the ring behind Todd Bowles as a head coach and Tom Brady though, as his quarterback. And again, I guess if you throw Brady in here, it's not the worst bet in the world with the Bucks.
That was a really tough decision. That was really, who would my second choice have been? Buffalo, but, I guess.
You came back for Buffalo. You understood my reasoning for the Rams. I understand how hard it is to repeat, but
we
talk about Aaron Donald, there was retirement rumors. Matt Stafford, obviously he's all in. Yeah. Jalen Ramsey. I mean, Sean McVay getting married. He's talking about he doesn't even care about Shula and Belichick. It really feels like the Rams trading all those firsts and all of these guys. You know, it's not one of those teams where they win a championship. They're like, oh, we finally accomplished this. Yeah, let's bring it back. Let's party. It feels like this is a team that is super focused on what they know is a really short lifespan of what they have. And I combined that with the Packers not having Devontae Adams and never winning anyway. And the Bucks getting rid of Bruce Arians, Brady going to get old at some point. I've seen Todd Bowles coach terribly. And I combine the fact that a lot of those AFC teams are probably better than the Rams roster-wise as it stands. But boy, those AFC playoffs this year could be absolutely wild. And you could get picked off on wild card weekend, no pun intended, with a team that could be potentially better than the Rams. But just it's so difficult for me to plant my flag with a team in the AFC because of how dog-eat world that could be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah, I was thinking like quarterback wise, like, do I want to have Brady? Do I want to have Mahomes? Do I want to have like somebody who hasn't won before? You know, like, what do I want to do? So it's like, I'll take the guy who wins all the time, I guess. Yeah. Like, even if I think the team's not as good, which definitely isn't. The offensive line isn't as good.
It's as sound a mindset as any when doing a parlay, you're likely not going to win.
Right. You're literally parlaying five champions. Yeah. Likelihood. Like, there's going to be a misstep a lot of the time. But
if your thought process is I'm limiting it to the quarterbacks I trust, then there's no wrong answer behind that.
Right. So, like, it's basically like the crazy odds quarterback you trust is like Denver, basically.
Until
like
the Yankees and Alabama have hit, though, and you're sitting there in February going, oh my goodness, can you believe if I get over the hump here?
Yankees Alabama's going to hit like a good amount of the time.
I know.
By the way, there's people out there that are fans of both of those teams, and they probably put like Dallas in for their NFL team. Just classic
money fan bases.
Yeah.
All right, so we get to what are obviously the two hardest because we haven't even had. Now we had the NBA draft. We haven't had.
Well, I think Super Bowl's harder than that. I think Super Bowl's harder than NBA.
Well, Super Bowl's harder than NBA. You're right because a lot of things can happen. But I mean, in essence of like,
oh, we know less. We definitely know less.
Yeah.
Free agency. Perfect example. Yeah.
Full disclosure: I am not taking the Brooklyn Nets.
That was going to be my question. I thought you might.
No, I'm not going to because. As much as I really do believe Kevin Durant and Kyrie are coming back, A, they haven't won yet with that group anyway, and B, like, that's an element of who the heck knows, right? Like, who honestly knows? So
they'd be the worst pick. Like, I thought you would pick them maybe because you're a Nets fan. Of the favorites to put in a parlay like this, that's the worst one by far, because there's, like, any player can get injured, right? Like, you could take a team for this parlay, and a player gets injured, and your chance of winning goes down. But, like, the Nets, you can lose twice. Like, you can lose due to, like, injury act of God, or, which, just like with any team, or you could lose because the players aren't actually on the team anymore. and they're of the favorites. That's the only one where that's the case. Definitely.
And by the way, I'm also not going to take the Phoenix Suns. Who knows now? Ayton probably gone. who knows? So,
oh, I would never take Phoenix over some of the teams available
right.
either. Yeah.
So, full disclosure, I went to, at Bet Rivers, there are four teams favored above the Nets and Suns right now. The Warriors, the Bucks, okay. the Celtics, and the Clippers. Okay. And I think this is where things get a little like, okay, where do I go
Man,
here?
Did you and I pick the same team? Okay, we go ahead. I thought we'd be different here for sure.
We
okay.
probably did. I will eliminate you. I did not take the Warriors, and I went with this.
Oh, process. No, we picked the same team.
5 straight years, 5 different champions. I know the Warriors will be great. Warriors might be back. I don't think that you're getting a repeat champ, so I don't think that the Warriors win.
Good. I also would not pick the Warriors in this.
I looked
okay.
at these other 3 teams, and I kind of valued them all the same. Ultimately, I'm picking the Clippers. I'm taking
wow.
the Clippers.
Oh, my God. Really?
I'm taking
the. You have a choice of every NBA team. You're just yeah. trying to get to the next leg. And
yes.
you took the Clippers to win the NBA championship.
Because I do like the idea of now kind of what we saw this year with right. Curry, with Draymond and Klay, which was no mileage on Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. A little rest. I tried to go with that mindset. How did the Warriors do this? Well, they needed a couple playoff runs off to get their legs on them, even if it came with
That's
injury
true.
For a That's couple true. Of them. And it's kind of like, wow, you're picking the Clippers, but we forget Kawhi went there with Paul George to win a championship, and he was hurt last year. So
we didn't
go even
great.
Right.
Denver, game 6. Yeah.
Right.
Not so great. Yeah.
And you're talking about a bubble and everything else that went into it. I don't think Kawhi's job is done with the Clippers. Now, again, ask me this again in a year, and if it doesn't, my parlay's already chalked.
I can't believe you could pick every NBA team. Like, price is almost irrelevant in this discussion.
Yeah. No,
it's just who do you think is going to win? Like, that's actually kind of one of the reasons I like the parlay. It's just literally who do you think is going to win?
I think the Clippers.
The Clippers the would yeah. be your first pick.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Would. That's, I gotta be honest. I don't know if the Clippers would be 10th for me.
No,
that's
they
like,
are.
Really.
If you ask me today who I think is winning the NBA title next year, I think Kawhi Leonard is winning with the Clippers.
Really? Oh, I man. I sound surprised. I can't believe that's your pick. That's like really unbelievable.
I mean,
you're like, right.
You're acting like it's crazy. I mean, they're what the fuck?
Yes, it is crazy. Favorite? It's the Clippers. Yes, it is crazy.
They're the fourth
Paul
biggest
George
betting
winning
favorite.
A championship. Crazy.
It's not yeah. like I took the Hawks. They're the fourth betting favorite.
That's true.
Yeah?
You didn't win. You didn't take the Hawks. That is as definitely.
I didn't take
true.
The
You're
Knicks.
One of the favorites.
I took a guy who I've seen win titles in multiple places. Who
That's
now
true.
Has a,
he is one of those players
who yeah. has his legs saved. I mean, it was a leg injury, ironically, but doesn't have the mileage of the last couple tight postseasons.
It's like to be fair, I said they would be. They might be like 9th or 10th because Kawhi is one of those guys. There's like 9 guys that can win a title. He's one. So you took yeah. one of the ones. To be fair, so like you, I understand. You took one of the 9. I got it. Probably would have been 9th for me picking, but like you took one of the 9. So like you didn't take 10, like you didn't take the Thunder or something. You took, you know, whatever. Okay. Wow. I'm pretty flabbergasted here. Okay. I'm going to take Milwaukee as my team because I think they're by far the safest bet. And if I'm not going to take the Warriors, then I'm going to take the Bucks. Like I between the two of them, and I'm going to take Milwaukee. Like they have the best player in the league. They've won a title before. The core is all together still. They probably win the title this year if Middleton doesn't get hurt. That's it. I'll take the Bucks.
Clippers at +700 at Bet Rivers. Milwaukee at +650. So Ken killing me, and Bet Rivers basically has the Clippers value right behind the Bucks.
I'm curious. Do you think if we pulled like 100 people at random sports fans? And those two teams have the same price. You think we pulled them and said, who is more likely to win an NBA
they
title?
They would say the Bucks.
The Bucks or the Clippers? Yeah, how much, too?
Yeah,
100
lot.
To 0?
10. Yeah, I don't right. care what 100 people.
Well, I'm not trying to be contrarian. It's a 5-team
no.
champion parlay.
No. The only reason I'm saying right. this is, I think what's going to shock people say this is because I'm betting on something we haven't seen before. You're betting on something
sure.
we have seen before. And it's
Paul
a big
George,
part of
NBA
it.
Champion. Haven't seen
You're
going to
be more comfortable
right.
placing yeah. this parlay with something you've seen before, which, by the way, is what I applied That's to fair. The logic with taking Alabama. And taking the Rams,
right.
so I'm kind of
we have the program. Yankees. We have the Yankees right. in Alabama. We're taking things that have right. happened a lot in history, right?
That's... Right, and as Bill says, playoff P, right. of course. Right,
yeah.
now I trust.
You're betting on playoff P. By more
right.
power to you. All right.
Now the Stanley Cup champion. This is where
I have no clue. What to do, honestly, like I have not one idea.
And I love hockey. It's impossible, really impossible, to bet this before I know whether Colorado chokes this away or not. And I hope they do for Tanner's sake. Because, full disclosure, if Colorado loses 3 in a row here, I might probably change my pick to them, thinking like the sting of that gets them back. I want that on the record. I don't think
okay.
they will, and I think they'll win the Stanley Cup.
Okay.
So, I looked up and down. And basically, once you get past the Lightning and Avalanche, every team kind of is valued the same, and they're all valued pretty longly. So with that, I'm going to take my New York Rangers, because had they gotten past the Lightning where they had a 2-0 series lead, they would have been the youngest collective age, average age team to make a Stanley Cup since the 1993 Montreal Canadiens. So if a team is that young and that close with that dominant at one position at goalie with Igor Shesterkin, I mean, it's as good a bet as any, is it not? So I would take the New York Rangers, I think, at plus 2,000.
Yeah, 20-1. Bill, can you hop on for a second? Bill, we'll get your parlay in a second. Bill, like, what's my pool of teams that make any sense here?
It's, you know, the Rangers, I would say, are in there because they have the best goalie in the league.
Tampa and Colorado were in the
Tampa,
pool.
Tampa, Colorado, obviously. Yeah. You know, I was real high on Calgary this year, but they could very well lose their two leading scorers. Like, Johnny Gaudreau probably leaving. Kachuk might not be far behind him. So I'd kind of, as much as I like what they had this year, I'd take them out. Florida Panthers.
Oilers, ever? No?
I can't bet on them to be as good as they were this year. You got everything out of McDavid and Draisaitl in the playoffs, and they still couldn't get there.
Toronto?
Toronto, absolutely in it. They have the core. It looks like their goalie's going to be back, Jack Campbell, who they were missing for a lot of
the playoffs.
But
can we go from Toronto never winning a first round to winning the cup in a parlay?
When you pick the Clippers, are you allowed to say stuff like that? Is that
I've seen Kawhi Leonard win. Yes, I've seen Kawhi Leonard tangibly win.
Bill, did the Maple Leafs have anybody on their roster who's won a Stanley Cup before? Anybody?
Do they?
That would be the comeback to this argument, by the way, if they did. Like their third string defenseman or something.
I know John Tavares hasn't, that's for sure.
That's true, right. But Austin Matthews hasn't. Okay, so my pool, so am I missing anyone? Florida? What about like Boston? Aren't they really good all the time?
Yeah, but Boston's in a big transition year.
Boston fired their coach. I think they're old and it's kind of over for them.
Did any coach, isn't there a coach that's awesome that went somewhere else?
Barry Trotz has not signed yet.
Where's he going to go?
I know. I believe the news came out today that Trotz is sitting out a year.
Oh, he's going to sit out.
I was going to pick whoever he went, wherever he went.
He pulled his name from Winnipeg, yes.
It looked like Winnipeg, so.
Okay. I'm asked two more teams. I'll be done, I promise. And we can take this into the next segment. This is way too fun to not do anymore. So, Pittsburgh and Washington. Done?
I don't think they can win the cup.
Okay.
They'll be in the playoffs, but I would never bet them to win the cup.
Pittsburgh can't win the cup again? Can't happen?
And Malkin may not be back.
Oh, okay. See, I don't know any of this stuff. So this is
they could be going through a transition. They have like front office drama.
All right. Okay.
And
so it sounds like my reasonable pool of teams is the two finalists this year, the Rangers, the Flames,
but
the Panthers.
I took the Flames out.
Edmonton.
Oh,
but
right. Oh, sorry. So Rangers, Panthers, Toronto, Maple Leafs. I'll just say the names of the teams.
Yeah.
Those five?
Oilers and Hurricanes.
Yeah, but Oilers, Bill, you said no. So we'll kick them out.
I took the Oilers out, put the Hurricanes.
I don't want to bet Carolina. Those playoff games sucked. I hate watching that team.
I think they block too many shots to win four rounds. I think they grind on themselves too much and don't have enough score.
I can't pick the Leafs after I just gave you a ton of crap for picking the Clippers, but I kind of want to pick the Leafs. But whatever, the Rangers haven't won since 94, but who cares? So, all right, let's see. I don't want to bet on the finalists this year. Well, I guess I could bet on the Avalanche because they're just like way better. Bill, is anybody, or like the Avalanche going to stay together next year?
Kadri's probably leaving, but they'll still have the same core.
Do I just have to bet? Like, have we watched this postseason? They're like they're the craziest team ever.
It's not a bad answer.
They have the best defenseman, a top three number one in McKinnon, and like a bunch of other close to stars.
Ken, hold that. That'll be the big tease.
Who am I picking? I still don't know who I'm picking.
Yeah. 5 minutes on the clock. You have to give us a pick for, you know, we got to get to the power hour here. All right. So here we go.
Well, we don't have to get to the power for a little. There's hockey tonight and there's a little
baseball.
That's a good
point. All right. So we'll tie that into maybe some Stanley Cup thoughts. How about we do that next? All right.
Yeah.
You will give
your pick. Love it.
This is how we will do it.
Yeah.
Ken will give his pick for next year's Stanley Cup winner. And then we will reset and get Bill's pick for tonight's Stanley Cup winner.
And then our staff still has to give out their stuff too. Staff still has to give out their parlays.
We want to get nuts. Let's get nuts. Plenty to get into here. You better you bet with Sean and Ken on the BetQL Network.